Probably the story of the NFL in the first couple of weeks has been Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are 2-0. They defeated the Philadelphia Eagles this past Sunday. Ryan Fitzpatrick was at the podium in DeSean Jackson's clothes, and it was all the rage.
You see that, Norm?
Boy, did I.
So funny. DeSean Jackson walks up, shirtless, going, "What the hell, man?" And he has on DeSean Jackson's clothes. And they've been calling him Fitz Magic because of what he's done the first couple of weeks. Well, Mike, Miami Dolphins defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick has just trademarked Fitz Magic.
Good.
So no, none of that for Ryan Fitzpatrick, buddy. He said, "It's mine. Mine."
When all said and done, he may deserve it over Ryan Fitzpatrick because Minka is legit.
He is legit. And DeSean Jackson has even said, "I don't know if you put Jameis Winston back in the lineup right now. Fitzpatrick is hot. This offense is clicking like it's never clicked before."
I think I have a solid opinion about that. Hell no, you don't put Jameis Winston back in this lineup. He has beaten Philadelphia and New Orleans in back-to-back weeks. If you took a poll of the top four preseason NFC teams this year, wouldn't Philly and New Orleans been in the top four?
Yes.
My. And by the way,
I think they're going to do it. It's a three-game suspension. I don't care what happens this week. I think they're going to put Jameis back in the lineup.
No way.
I think they are.
Okay. You don't care what happens this week?
I'll put a dollar on it.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, you know, we talk about dink and dunk games. Fitzpatrick is completing 78.5% of his passes, and his average pass is 10 2/3 yards downfield.
He's getting it out there. First play of the game, I do believe, last week, 75 yards to DeSean Jackson. He's airing it out. He has one of those "I don't give a blank" mentality about it. If this thing is going to be just for 3 weeks, I'm making the most of it.
And DeSean Jackson, in his career, I think, has one touchdown reception from Jameis Winston, and you wonder why he'd say that. Now he has five from
in
Ryan
two
Fitzpatrick.
Weeks, yeah.
In the first half last week, first quarter, Tampa made 2 75-yard plays. There was the pass to DeSean and the pass to the tight end O.J. Howard, the former Alabama standout.
Man, you throw in Mike Evans also.
Yeah,
are some weapons out there in Tampa.
Now, about those 275-yard plays, how many plays of more than 70 yards did the Philadelphia defense give up last year?
It's either 0 or 1, Mike. Which one are you going with?
0.
I'll go with 1.
1? You've done it, Dan.
Know the rules.
Man, I love this game. I am a big winner.
By the way, in that game, did you see the catch of Keelan Cole?
Oh, yeah.
I think Beckham's catch against Brandon Carr was still the greatest I've ever seen.
Yes.
But, man, this is certainly a legitimate challenger.
Boy, Jacksonville beat up on New England Sunday.
Bortles?
Did you watch
Brady?
That game?
Yes.
Bortles looked so good.
Yeah.
And you know what he looked good at, Mike?
Quarterbacking, throwing.
running. Running the
offense.
Football team. He looked so good at it. He seemed so in control. When he got to the line of scrimmage, he seemed so demonstrative. So it looked like he was sure of himself.
And they stayed aggressive the entire day.
Oh,
even with a big lead, they went back and chunked the football around. That was a good game to watch. Yeah, a little silly Romo in that game also. Did you hear all the noises he made in that game? Oh, almost threw the flag.
Should we just cut right to the Jaguars-Rams Super Bowl? That was last year or was that this week? Okay, that was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should automatically cut to it.
I don't know, man.
That defense is legit over on that side in Jacksonville, and the offense of the Rams is definitely legit.
Everybody knows about Vontae Davis leaving at halftime, the cornerback of the Bills, retiring at halftime of the game. Okay. We obviously had a lot of fun questions about that. Did he leave his uniform? Did he go Uber outside the stadium?
I'm pretty sure he drove to the stadium.
Did you know what else happened at halftime of that game? The head coach of the Bills, Sean McDermott, took away the defensive play calling of coordinator Leslie Frazier at halftime. I don't think I've ever heard of a coach taking away play calling duties at the halftime of a game.
Yeah, and from the defensive coordinator at that, sometimes if the offense may need a jolt, you'll say, okay, you know what, I'll take over play calling. I've got this. But defensively, and they played much better in the second half defensively also, but he's still kind of backing up his guy, saying, hey, it's the same thing. It's no big deal, but I bet you it's a big deal to Leslie Frazier for sure.
I got a record alert for you. All-time catches in one season in the history of the National Football League is Marvin Harrison, 143 catches in the 2002 season. I think that mark's going down this year. I think that's going to be broken. And I think it's going to be that spectacular young wide receiver, Michael Thomas from New Orleans, who does it. He has, I was astounded by this, in two games, he has 28 catches.
It's a lot of catches.
28 in two games. At that rate, he'd be at 140 after 10. Oh, jeez. And, you know, they're not going to stop throwing in New Orleans.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Dan Bailey has a new job. Minnesota cut their kicker because he missed a pretty easy field goal to get the win against Green Bay. And now he's in Minnesota. Said he turned down offers from four different teams waiting on the right situation. And he got that job in Minnesota, a Super Bowl contender. Cleveland cut their kicker also because he had an opportunity to send that game into overtime. He missed that field goal along with another field goal and two extra points. And Cleveland loses that game by 3 points. And then Zuerlein, he's hurt at the Rams, so they had to sign another kicker because he's going to be out a few weeks. And the little bitty guys who don't take any contact in training camp or practices or anything are deciding games, and it's been bad here at the beginning of this season.
Did you guys see either live? I saw it live. Did you guys see the replay of the Clay Matthews roughing the passer call in the Green Bay Minnesota game?
I saw it live. I was watching.
I don't know how to rank worst calls I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty bad.
But that game is over if that flag doesn't fly.
It's an interception.
Interception. Green Bay's going to run the clock out, say goodnight to Minnesota. After the game, this is the quote from the referee, Tony Correnti. When Matthews hit the quarterback, he lifted him and drove him into the ground. That is simply not true.
And they doubled down and stood by it after watching it again. Said that was the correct call that they made in that game.
After we watched it again this morning, do you know that and he grabs him around the waist. It's not a question of hitting him too high or too low. Matthews grabs him around the waist and maybe just from being hit and throwing the ball, the foot comes maybe 3 inches off the ground, and Matthews so doesn't want to get a roughing call, he does not land on top of him. In fact, Matthews uses his left hand. He puts his left hand out and braces himself on the ground so he doesn't slam the quarterback to the ground.
It's a bad call.
Terrible call.
Minnesota took advantage. That touchdown catch by Thielen was incredible.
You know,
it was, look, watching it live and seeing it, I thought it went incomplete. And then when he yelled touchdown, I was like, what are you talking? Oh my gosh, he caught that? That was great. But it almost did the Packers justice for that kicker missing that field goal because that call was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that cost them a win, but at least they didn't get a loss because you would think that at Lambeau, that home cooking did not go over well for Green Bay.
No.
Horrible.
Want to make things worse for Buffalo season?
Yes, I do.
Pat Mahomes, golly, he looks like the real deal. He looks like the real deal. Beating the Chargers and beating Pittsburgh on a road, he has looked great in Kansas City. How'd Kansas City get Pat Mahomes? They moved up from 27 of the draft to 10 2 years ago in a trade with
Buffalo.
Buffalo, who could have had Pat Mahomes there. And traded away those rights. Oh.
And they just drafted Rosen, right?
Allen.
They have Allen. Josh
Cardinals
Allen.
Cardinals drafted Rosen.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, sort of unsung for the Chiefs as all eyes are on Mahomes? Anthony Hitchens. He's second in the NFL in tackles. And I watched a lot of that game, too. And he looks like a damn beast out there.
That is a true three-down middle linebacker in the NFL. He does look like a beast, Mike. I agree with you.
With a couple
That's a great
just huge hits.
Man, Pat Mahomes
super impressive.
Has a rocket.
Yeah.
And can make any throw out there. I didn't think that at Tech. You know, Tech quarterbacks throw for a lot of yards.
But
the dude
think of them
just threw for 600.
You're thinking of Dinkin and Duncan
right.
for the 600.
And that guy can put that thing anywhere he wants.
You know what else he does? He's got a rocket on the run. I mean, some guys can stand tall in a pocket like Roethlisberger and throw it all over the place. Mahomes on the run throws a beautiful football. Woo! He's good.
He is good, Norm. You are right.